Well, we wanted an album cover that was going to be just what it turned out to be, which was fantasy on the fantasy side, but with a little bit of reality chucked in, which was to most people's eyes a monster drowning a priest in chains, which was going to be a little bit controversial, of course. Well, good. But I wanted to do that because I wanted people, I wanted it to be controversial so I could explain to them what this was all about. And when they would say, why do you have a monster killing a priest? I could always say, how do you know it's not a priest killing a monster? And, you know, in the day and age that we live in, I think my thoughts were correct. So, you know, and the whole purpose of all that imagery and being able to say that was because I wanted to say to people, do not judge this book by its cover. Don't judge anyone's life by what you see. You judge them by what's inside of them. It's the heart and the soul and the spirit that counts, not what you see. So don't make those kind of hasty judgments, because that's always been my philosophy. So there's my philosophy on the cover of this album, perhaps. And it was, you know, it was an album cover that most parents wouldn't let their kids put up as a poster, which I guess worked pretty well. You know, because kids want to be rebellious, and they as soon as the parents say no, there you go. But we didn't do it for that reason. But it became an offshoot of that kind of artwork, that parents were very fearful of what kind of evil was going to befall their children if they looked at that poster.